Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, live today at Chickies and Pete's Birds at the Bay. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America, Chickies and Pete's. We're here all day leading into some guest bartending tonight. And speaking of guests, we got a big one right now, Hugh Douglas, one that joins us today and on Wednesdays moving forward, the lunch hour with Jason Avant.
Oh,
sponsored.
That's the name?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, did we get, look at us with a fancy name.
We got a fancy name.
The lunch hour.
Sponsored by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, welcome back to the show, and welcome to the show a little bit more. But before, we're excited to have you, Jason.
I'm so excited to be here. WIP's always given me, you know, so many opportunities. So thank you to Rod and Mike and Dud Hat, everyone that's responsible for me being here. I had a good time with Rob last year on a post-game show. So I'm just happy to be back, and great to see you gentlemen, too.
Well, it's exciting to have you. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, a lot to talk about with a football team, Jason, that is 6-2. So the last time we spoke to you was our rally, right before the season started, day before the Eagles played the Cowboys week one.
Yeah.
So let me throw out the way we started the show today is just talking about the team and kind of where you were then versus where you are now. Now that we have 8 games of data plus the trade deadline, do you feel better about their chances of repeating as Super Bowl champions? Not as good? Worse? Like, where are you compared to where you were when the season began, now that we got the 8 games in the books?
Well, you always start off high because of the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
So you start off high, you're thinking the team's just going to replicate what they did last year, and you start to realize that the NFL adjusts too. They get paid too. The defensive coordinators get paid, and they were able to solve what the Eagles were doing offensively. So then now you're down into the doldrums, like, dude, this doesn't look like anything last year. And then the last 2 games in the trade deadline, you're starting to kick back up. And I feel that's the emotions of most people in the city of Philadelphia. Now that we've seen it, my expectations are rising because the team is getting better. You're seeing position groups get better. You're starting to see an avenue to a championship now.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Jason, when you look at this team and we talk about the hierarchy, not in the NFL, but the NFC.
Okay.
Where do you see the Eagles right now? I know they're defending Super Bowl champions, and you know you got to give them props for that. But as this season plays out and we're at the halfway mark, where do you see them at in the hierarchy of the NFC team?
Well, they're right at the top. They're right at the top. I think them and the Lions are there. The Packers are still I just watched the Packers film, you know, extensively the last 3 games for the Packers, and they have some glaring weaknesses. And so I think the Eagles are there, and they're rising. And so and then you take the championship pedigree team. Just think about, like, championship pedigree is such an under value, like, statistic. When it's winning time, when you have that ability to draw on those past experiences, you'll shine in those moments. And a lot of times, teams that hadn't been there will do something to lose the game, sort of like the Jays and the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers won that series because of championship pedigree, nothing more. The Jays, you know, figured out a way to lose the game, and that's what'll happen.
Well, I mean, we see that so much in the – I mean, think about the last, 25 years of the NFL. I mean, the Chiefs and Patriots have been those 2 teams, right? Now the Eagles hope to become one of those teams with that championship pedigree. It's there. And, you know, in the NFC, it's interesting, Jason, because there's a couple teams that have gotten close, right? Like the Lions have been in the mix the last couple years along with the Eagles. The Rams have been in the mix, and they won one with some of that group with the coach and the quarterback and some of those guys. Jason, I'm curious your thoughts – on the Seattle Seahawks? Because they feel like the new kid on the block here in the NFC with this group. Are you taking them seriously? Because you look at you watch some of their games and you see how they're winning and the margin they're winning by. And you look at some of the numbers and it all says they are legit. But it is a young team. It's a new team. Sam Darnold in particular, their quarterback, has only played the playoffs once. It did not work out well for him last year. What do you think of that team in the mix in the NFC?
I think they're legit. The reason I think they're legit is that Sam is playing at a high level. They protect them pretty good, and their receivers get max separation. Horton, JSN, Cooper Kupp, those guys get max separation. So it makes it a lot easier for the quarterback. And then they're adding Shaheed there, you know, soon. So I think that that team is legit because of the style of football they play, and I think defensively they're doing okay as well.
Are you a little concerned with the fact that Sam Darnold, historically, I know it's happened a few times, he just doesn't show up in the playoffs. Is that somewhat of a concern for you?
Well, if you don't protect him, like, and I think that's every quarterback. Any quarterback that doesn't get production or protection is going to struggle a little bit, especially when you don't have the bat belt of athleticism.
Right.
Right? So if you don't have that ability to escape, you know, when there's, you know, you're down on your luck when it comes to offensive line protection, you're going to struggle when you don't have any other way out. So I think that's just any quarterback that's in that situation. Yes. But I think that they're going to protect for him. As long as you don't turn the ball over in that situation, when you're not getting protection, you'll be fine.
215-592-9494. We're live today. Chickies of Pete, South Philly, for Birds the Bay. You can hop on and be part of the show. Talk to Jason, who's hanging out with us this hour. All right, Jason, let's talk about the team and how they've evolved, because it's, you know, sometimes it's a just play better, right? Just play, perform better, be more efficient. And sometimes it's a matter of, hey, more run, less run, more pass. This year, the change that feels so clear is how they're running the offense, what it looks like formationally. They've gone, Jason, from a shotgun team, I mean, for years and years, to, I'm not going to say primarily, but a lot of under center the last couple weeks, and it has worked out really well. So first, let's start with that, and do you think it's going to continue? Is that their identity now? Because it is a major shift. I mean, the Jalen Hurts quarterbacked Eagles have been a shotgun team, and it's been a very good team and a good offense for 5 years. And then in a span of a couple weeks, they've gone the other way at a pretty drastic rate. Your thoughts on how it looks, and do you think they keep going that direction?
Well, the Eagles have finally adjusted, and it's a tough thing to adjust for the Eagles. Let me tell you why. When you win a Super Bowl with one way of doing things, you want to keep doing that for as long as you can.
Yep.
And NFL said, no, you can't handle, you're not going to be able to win a game like this anymore. And the Eagles were stubborn. They kept running their head against the wall and not being able to adapt or adjust. And now they're going under center more, and now they're helping their players out. When you have a guy that's in a position like a Brett Toth, or you have a guy like Tyler Steen, when you're having one-on-ones with them, like it's, you know, Mekhi Becton, right, or Landon Dickerson, you're not putting them into an advantageous situation. But now these last few ball games, they begin a duo block that's multiple double teams, and now they're working up to the linebackers rather than getting guys one-on-one. You're asking, you know, Brett Toth at center position to go out and get a two-eye. That's an inside shade of the guard. You're asking him to go out there and reach block that. That's very hard for them. Cam Jurgens can do it, but now they're double teaming up and putting them in advantageous situations to win. So I think the Eagles are doing a great job of adjusting now, but they were headstrong. That was the reason the Eagles were struggling, because they were headstrong, looking in the mirror, wanting to be a bully again, but realizing that we're not the same team talent-wise that we were last year.
Yeah, and the thing that stood out to me, Hugh, the last 2 weeks, the Vikings game and then this past game against the Giants, is not that, you know, it worked, right? It was better. It was more efficient. Guys were wide open. I mean, that's the one difference that we are seeing the last few weeks, is they're getting,
would you, like Jason said, separation.
Yes, and I think some, look, we have some great players that can get open on their own, but when you throw in the, because that's what makes, when I watch the Rams and Niners, they have good players, but they're open. Like the formation, the play, the design gets Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, and whoever the Niners have at any given point open. I mean, I've seen Devontae Smith more open the last 2 weeks, Jason, than I've seen him in a while. Not like, it feels to me like coming across line of scrimmage, it's confusing the defense and getting, it's giving Jalen Hurts some open windows to throw.
Well, Devontae Smith in and of itself will always be open, right, especially if it's man-to-man. But I thought the Eagles did something in the Vikings game. Even though they weren't successful running the ball, 8 out of the first 11 plays were runs. And what that does is that forces the defense to come up. And now what would happen was is that Brian Flores would bring guys up into the line of scrimmage. Now you have one-on-ones outside. But you have to stay committed to the run game in that manner, even if it doesn't work, so you can have those opportunities down the field. And the Giants game, it's just they couldn't handle the rush at all. So, therefore, they were committing everyone toward the line of scrimmage. And Devontae is going to kill you in those situations.
Right.
But one-on-one, he's always open. Now, zone concepts. Kevin Pezzullo has not done the best job of zone concepts and calling winners. It's usually one answer that's right in the whole equation, and Jalen has to find that guy rather than multiple being open at once.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So now that we move this thing forward, right, that they look like they've evolved here a little bit and it's changed. The passing game's been way better, I would say, for the past 3 or 4 weeks. It's been better. Do we believe the running game is fixed now? Because that to me, still, that is and was the best part of their team. And if they rev that up, then they could be unbeatable, or they could be clearly the best team in the NFC. But, Hugh, we've only gotten one game of that, right? Like, of the whole year, we've gotten one game where the run game looked dominant. Are you ready to say it's back?
Go ahead. I think matchups matter. And I think
I'm not going to play the Giants anymore. We're going to play some real teams.
No, I was about to say that. Yeah. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Green Bay is pretty decent against the run.
They have been, yeah. Now, last week they got beat up by Rico Dowdle and the Panthers.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
No, you got it, Jason.
No. So with that, so what Rico Dowdle and the Panthers, Dowdle was able to do in the Panthers game was that they would go off tackle a bunch to start that game. So they were able to get a bunch of toss cracks, and it caused
them to crack that in and get that outside.
So they ran that play four times. They ran that play four times.
Memories for Hugh Douglas.
I know that crack toss, like,
yeah.
Man.
So, and here's the thing. Guess who started to utilize that the last few ball games? The Eagles are starting to do it more.
And it's
about variety. It's about being able to do things that are different, not just inside zone. Can we gap scheme up to it? Can we, get a jet sweep out of it? We saw that from the Eagles this past week.
They're kind of light on the Green Bay is kind of light on the edges.
On edges, right? And that's what the Panthers were able to do, is get outside of. So that's one of my keys to the game, is to be able to get outside early so we can get some inside runs later.
Jason. He makes me, like, you know, when you talk to somebody who knows the game inside and out, he made me think about a lot of different things. But matchups do matter.
Yeah.
And if they find a way to emulate that play, because this is a copycat league, they might have a chance. But like you said, it's the Giants playing against the Giants.
Yeah. Okay, it looks better, but, like, it's hard for me to sign off yet and they're back running the ball.
And another thing, like, when it comes to that crack toss, that outside linebacker got to help that defensive end out, too. He got to be like, dog, look crack. You got to play the crack. So it's going to be – this is one of the better running teams they're going to face. And to Jason's point, you have to stay committed to the run. And a lot of times this year, we haven't stayed committed enough to it to sell it. So hopefully that's the case. Sometimes you got to bang your head against the wall a lot, man, in order to get the run game going. Like, you really have to stay committed.
Well, and especially if you have a Saquon Barkley, Jason, because he's this close to break. I mean, he can break one at any time, right? We've seen that for 2 years now. We just saw in the Giants game. So I hope they're back running the football. Look, I don't need 260 yards every game. That was an outlier. But if they can go back to being one of the better rushing teams, they're really going to take off here.
I've been calling for this all year as far as variety. The Eagles are just so headstrong in the way that they were able to do things. In these past few ball games, you're starting to see variety from the run game. You got to realize that other people can do different things. And, yes, I need some on the edge from a jet sweep or reverse to keep the defensive ends honest and not crashing down. I need some double team blocks. I need some gap scheme. I need some variation, and that's what the Eagles have done. So I think the running game is on the right trajectory.
Jason Avant with us, going to hang out the lunch hour with Jason Avant. Going to be on the show Wednesday. Days moving forward. Excited to have him today as we're live at Chickies Apiece for Birds at the Bye here. Special day, including some guest bartending later on in the show. Lane Johnson's going to be here. It's awesome. 94WIP.com for details. Come on by Chickies all day. Afternoon show later on, and then Elliot's going to be doing his show from 6 to 8. So when it comes to, you said headstrong was the word you used for the way they ran the offense. What do you think that was? Do you think, is that a coaching thing? You know, there's been stuff out there over the years that maybe Jalen is most comfortable in the shotgun, right? And now they're pivoting. Why do you think it took them so long to do something that I think a lot of us were like, hey, change this up? Like, why do you think it took the Eagles 6 weeks to realize something that people have been saying for years, maybe more under center stuff?
Well, just when you got an offensive coordinator off a team that just won a Super Bowl.
So it's about success was so good. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Just don't F it up.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's the mentality. Yeah, yeah. The mentality is like, dude, we don't need you to be a world beater. We don't need you to go out there and be Sean Payton. You don't have that experience, so just don't F it up. Call the same plays.
They worked, right.
And they work. And so you have to figure out a way to bring Kevin Petullo's personality out and not just live on yesterday's success. And, yes, Jalen Hurts probably has some reluctance in getting under center because it's not something that he's so familiar with. Alabama and or Oklahoma, where he was super successful, you don't get under center much. So he probably likes being in the shotgun more. But you start to see the trends in the NFL and how it's harder for defenses to catch up under center, so you do it. But I think that you had to have some failure in order to say, okay, it's not okay for us to do this anymore.
This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, Jason, let's talk through the acquisitions the Eagles have made. Really, it's four, if you include Brandon Graham coming back here. It's four players coming back or adding to this team over the past couple weeks. Let's roll through each of them and your thoughts on how they're going to fit in. Let's start with BG. I mean, we were all excited. You know, everyone loves BG. And I thought last year, even though it was his last year, he still provided something. I still thought he gave a boost when he was out there and he gave them snaps last year. What's your expectation for him considering he has not played, didn't have a training camp, trying to rev this thing back up? Is it fair to expect a similar version of what he was last year, or is even that a lot to expect?
Well, so BG, let's take the injuries out. BG last year at, 36 years old, or however he is now.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, about 36 years old last year, right? So BG was our best defensive end, our best outside linebacker, by far, not even close when it comes to stopping the run, and it also come to big-time plays and making sacks and making plays in the backfield. He was that. And so with that being said, I think if he's healthy at all, even with Jalen Phillips on the team, he probably still is our best defensive end.
Mm. Like, saying something about him. And the group.
I'm saying if he's healthy.
Yeah, right.
If he's healthy it'll take him a few weeks to get in shape. But if he can just mimic anything of last year, he'll be our best defensive end.
Now,
when it comes to stopping the run, tackles for loss, and rushing the passer.
Let me ask this because Hugh was on this point. Do you worry with his age, the injuries of overusing? Like, what's the – he can be the best, but doesn't mean you use him for 50% of the snaps. Like, what's the right way to use him? Because I agree with you, the way you assessed his game last year, but I can't ignore that his body might be breaking down, right? And he didn't have a training camp. So is this, hey, give us 15 snaps and you're going to be great 15 snaps?
Hugh can tell you this. That's the thing when you get older. When you get older, it isn't that you can't do it anymore. Your body can't do it anymore, right?
Yeah, your spirit is
your spirit
still
is there. The mind is there. And then you have days where you ball.
Right.
And then the next day you can't get out of bed. It's the nature of the beast.
Hugh's like that on the radio.
Yeah. No, it's like that. I'm telling you, man, it's that bounce back. Because I could probably run around like I could probably run around Chickie and Peace today, right now, but come tomorrow,
no, man, not happy.
The fill-in co-host tomorrow, you'll be out of commission.
I would be be hurt.
So I don't know if a snap count is the answer. What I would say is that you go out. Well, maybe to start. Snap count is the answer to start. But as the games go on, you want to just use him in critical situations. Like there's closers, just like in baseball or me in position. I didn't get on the field until third down or fourth down.
Specialist,
so they're
specialists,
right? So you have to use Brandon Graham in those specialty situations where you need stops, you need a big play. That's when he comes in. Maybe to finish a ball game, you may need him as a closer. Like the sixth man, the Manu Ginobili, he never starts a game, but he'll be in there when you finish. And I think that's who Brandon Graham should be.
And you could trust him. You want to be able to trust those players in those spots. All right, how about the two corners? Because they were the first acquisitions. We'll get to Jalen Phillips in a second. Both interesting from different perspectives. So, so Michael Carter has been primarily a slot corner in the NFL, but we have Cooper DeJean, so you wonder how they're going to use him. And then Jair Alexander, who at one point was a star, Jason, and it's really just fallen very quickly for him. He's not old. He's 28. You would think there's still something left in his body. John Ritchie's very excited about him because thinks there's something still there. Your thought on the two corners they brought in and how they might be used?
Well, I think this is just optimal use for Vic Fangio. Like, this is one of those situations where you give the secondary variety. You don't have to worry about Kelee Ringo. You don't have to worry about Adoree Jackson being hurt every 2 seconds, right? So you have these guys where you have Michael Carter. If you want to put Cooper DeJean on the outside, you can do that. And Michael Carter is physical, and he likes to tackle. He did get his spot taken, and he did have some problems in coverage this past year. So you can't say that he's like a world beater.
Right.
But given the defense coordinator Vic Fangio is, I know that he can bring out his optimal use. Now, Jair Alexander is one of those guys that we saw play really well, but you know hadn't got one stop this entire year when it comes to just pass targets, right? Every pass that's been thrown on him has been caught.
It's not what you want to hear.
No, it's not. It's
no.
It's not something that you want. That's not something that you want to hear. You just hope that it's one of those situations where him and the defensive coordinator, him and the secondary coach did get along. And when you get long in the tooth as a player, you get more disagreeable. That's how it is. The stuff that I used to do when I was a rookie, yes, coach, yeah. And when I got 30 years old, I wanted to debate and I wanted to have a conversation about this. It was a little back and forth, right? Because and then some coaches are not going to like that. So hopefully it's one of those situations where there was just a disgruntled player not getting along with the organization, but we won't know until he gets in here. We know that he can play. Will he be better than Adoree Jackson? Yeah. Will he be better than Kelee Ringo? Yeah. So I think all of it is positive going forward.
Now the big one, at least the one I consider the big one, is Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. A couple years ago, Jason, looked like he was on the path to stardom. I mean, he had 6.5 sacks in November. He tears his Achilles. That was Vic Fangio's year in Miami. And then he's never quite been the same. He had a knee injury. Now he's come on the last few weeks and about a month here playing really good football. So maybe his body's back. But he's a guy who was a first-round pick. He's got all the talent in the world, and he's playing for a contract. Feels to me like he's got a chance to be a big part right away when he gets in there.
Yeah, he should know this defense,
you
know, like the back of his hand. And so I would like to see him do better in one. He gets a lot of one-on-ones for the production, for the production that he has, right? So usually when you're a dominant pass rusher, you're going to get some chips, you're going to get some of that. From watching tapes, everyone feels like they can block him one-on-one. And then when it comes to guard pulls, we've seen Nolan Smith lacing people out.
Oh, the Super Bowl, that guy's still shaking.
Yeah, no, and you know, what was it? Was it Elshon Jenkins? We've seen Nolan Smith lay guys out in those situations. You pull to Jalen Phillips, it's a little bit of pillow fight there.
Okay.
Like, you know, so there are some times
defensive end.
No, wait.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's only with guards pulling. It's like he kind of tempers down.
He doesn't go
full speed into
it. You got to knock them guards out.
Back, but he does dominate tight ends. He does dominate fullbacks, and he has a great one-arm stab. Like, that's his go-to move. He has a great one-arm stab. So I think there's some high upside to him. I hope Vic Fangio can get him out, you know, get it out of him.
It reminds me of Hassan Reddick a little bit, the way you talked. Like, the way Hassan played, the way you talked. But look,
he's not as athletic as
right.
Hassan. Let's get some, because Hassan can bend way better than Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips is a big dude, doesn't bend like that.
He's 6'5", 260.
Yeah,
he's huge.
So he can't bend like Hassan.
Yeah, he's going to – if Nolan Smith gets back healthy and Jalen Phillips, they're going to have more ability to get to the quarterback than they have in a while here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is Birds at the Bye. benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Brought to you by Bud Light at Chickies and Pete's. We'll be live all day at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia location, 6 to 8 p.m. here with our live broadcast. All right, Jason Devon hanging out for the lunch hour. He will hang out with us on the other side. We got a lot to get into. Looking forward to the games after the bye, the Packer game, Lion game, the NFC, the division. And we got to get a little conversation with Jason about the A.J. Brown situation. He's here. He's here to stay for the rest of the season.
Way to get me in trouble, Joe.
Yeah, well, we need to. We ease you into it. Let's talk about A.J. and where this goes from the rest of the season. It is the Midday Show live at Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. They're putting you in control right from NBA tip-off because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. Again, I would love to have my bet back last night because I had the Sixers, and that went bad really fast in that fourth quarter. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/GIG. L-I or make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.